2 Chronicles 18, verse 1. Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and by marriage he allied himself with Ahab. United we stand, divided we fall. But sometimes we forget the essential question: united to what? United to the changing winds of human opinion? Compromise of God's word leaves us blowing in the wind and divided from God. Jehoshaphat had heard, seen, tasted the astounding blessings of being united with the Lord, like you. His parents had raised him in the word of life. As king, he continued to delight in the ways of the Lord. And united with the Lord caused him to stand to such a degree that we're shown the Lord actually moved the nations around him to bring treasures in. So our text reports he had riches and honor in abundance. United through faith in Christ, the Lord opened the windows of heaven to pour out a blessing upon him. But this verse also introduces a tragic chapter in Judah. Facing the threat of Assyria, Jehoshaphat followed the ways of the world rather than the Lord, and he formed an alliance with Ahab by marriage. That meant that each king gave a daughter to the other king's oldest son in marriage. Jehoshaphat thus compromised God's word, his kingdom, his own, and his children's soul, for he arranged a marriage for his children with people that were worshiping Baal. They were making their choices in life simply on the basis of what's best for my worldly interests. And it was devastating. Maybe like people led into the compromise of God's word today, Jehoshaphat was thinking, I'll lead them to Jesus. I'll turn them away from false teaching. And then we'll have a son of David once again on the united throne of Israel and Judah. Satan knows how to make those first steps in the compromise of God's word, in accommodating ourselves to the ways of sinful ways of the world, to appear like a path of light, and yet to entangle us, as he did Jehoshaphat. So our promise, our pleasure, our pride pulls us down on that dangerous, slippery slope. Instead of a son of David being on such a united throne, Jehoshaphat is replaced by a son who is an imp of Ahab. His wife Athaliah, the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, led Jehoram to worship Baal, and he was cut off in God's judgment. And of all the wickedness, Athaliah, in a power grab to seize the throne for herself, actually murdered her own children and grandchildren. As foretold, the line, the wicked line of Ahab, was blotted out to the third generation, and because of Jehoshaphat's union, the line of David with it. But because Jesus loves you. Because of the promise of a Savior given to David, God preserved one baby in that line of David. Joash, hidden in the temple, cleansed in Christ, established to bring the promise of the Savior for us. And that Savior calls you and me to turn away from such compromise with sin that brings death and follow His voice. To be His sheep. Your sins have been forgiven. In His arms, you are secure unto everlasting life. Following Him, you hear, see, and taste the astounding blessings of being united with the Lord through faith in Christ. Compromise with sin always leads to that slippery slope of division from God. It's united in Christ that we stand. Monday afternoon, the Lord, in His infinite wisdom, brought Pastor Professor L.W. Schierenbeck to his eternal rest. Professor Sullivan did announce that with prayers on Monday evening chapel. He asked me to indicate his apology that he did not also share that in yesterday's morning chapel. Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, there will be a committal. 3 o'clock, visitation. And 4 o'clock, victory service. The latter two both being at Messiah Lutheran Church. Let's join in prayer. O Lord of life and death, we thank You for the wonderful mercy that You have shown Pastor Professor Schierenbeck throughout his life, especially in bringing him to the knowledge of salvation in You. We pray that You would comfort the family with Your everlasting comfort and the assurance of the blessed reunion in the resurrection unto life. Teach each of us to so number our days that we apply our hearts unto wisdom and are finally brought into that eternal salvation through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 401.
always bring your headphones, glasses if you have them. And JV baseball, we can meet here just for a minute, short minute.